Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Nor am I proud this morning, because this is what happens. On Saturday, I see a friend who's got this watch, which I really liked, and I realized, and then he told me this whole story, of course, about Swatch and Omega getting together, and you can't get them. You cannot get these things everywhere. Whoever I spoke to has been struggling, stalking the Swatch stores. Of course, I made a few calls, got a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend, and I had to get one on Sunday, which I managed to do. Not proud of it. I'm even playing pedal tonight. Why? Because it's hard to get a court. Like, what is with us? What is with us and a scarcity? So we decided we'd call in the expert and try and get a little bit more background. Am I just weak and pathetic? Mike Abel, good morning. Founder and executive of Evan Saatchi Abel. Should I hang my head in shame?
Well, morning, Howard. Firstly, congrats on getting your hands on one of those moon swatches. I was recently in Cannes a few weeks ago with one of my business partners who wanted to buy one, and we saw them beautifully adorning the window, the full range, and going into the shop. The salesperson laughed at us because you just cannot get them. So although they are on display, as you say correctly, you can't get them. And no, you're not pathetic. You've fallen for the same trick that everybody has fallen for when it comes to diamonds, I guess. The Beers has been practicing the art of scarcity since the beginning.
It is true, because, I mean, there's nothing really unique or special about a diamond either. But yet somehow, because they've held back on it and you can't get everything you want, then we want them even more badly.
Yes. 100% right. And there are many, many different companies and industries and restaurants that practice the same thing. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched El Bulli, the famous Spanish restaurant run by Aaron Adria. Mm-hmm. And he is open only 6 months a year. They have 8,000 seats available, 2 million contenders for those 8,000 seats over the 6 months. And they literally sold out within minutes. So if you're not online buying it, same with Adidas and Kanye West's Yeezys. I mean, the Yeezy Boost, when that was launched, Howard, sold out within 12 minutes across the whole of the United States.
Unreal. So we have to have, is it because other people don't have it, or is it because it is difficult to acquire?
Well, I think the innate product needs to be something of great desire as a starting point, you know? You know, we touched on diamonds earlier, and for no coincidence was the song, you know, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Absolutely.
And you take an iconic designer slash musician slash entrepreneur like a Kanye West, and you get him to design something that is completely groundbreaking or new or fresh within the sneaker category, or a collab like Swatch and you know. So the product itself has to be good. And then, well, as we know, the first law of economics, supply has to be much lower than demand for people to truly want it. You know, because if there was an abundance of it, there wouldn't be that level of demand.
So in my defense, I think that first point is right, is without even knowing about the scarce, I was very late to this party and I don't even know why. That's probably more my embarrassment than anything else. But, but when I saw this watch, I thought, wow, that is very, very, and I'm a watch person and I love this. It appealed to me even before I knew the scarcity story or anything around it. So that is interesting that you're saying that, is that the first thing is it has to appeal. It's got to be a product that people are going to want.
Exactly right. And then, it's fascinating, I love watches. I also do. And a number of years ago, I considered treating myself and trying to buy a Patek Philippe Nautilus.
Right. But you never own a Patek, you see. You pass it on to the next generation.
Correct. I was buying it for my grandchildren one day. 100%.
We are slaves
anyway,
to marketing.
I went into the store and I was so shocked by the price that I thought, well, I'll buy it another time. And the price literally has gone up 10 times since that. So I now know that I will never own a Patek Philippe and I won't be looking after it for the next generation. and that's what happens. You know, these prices go up. I mean, a pair of sneakers in demand, if you don't get it on the day, you'll pay 10 to 15 times more for the, for those tackies. And the same is with watches. So the newly rich from cryptocurrency, I don't know if they still are, but they were at the time, pushed demand.
I think maybe temporarily rich, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
They pushed demand up for two watch brands, Patek and Rolex, from being readily available within 6 months to a year to waiting anything between 9 to 12 years to get a Patek or a Rolex. And that was driven by the crypto rich.
I was wondering about that because somebody said to me, you can't get a Rolex. And I said, like, why? You know, Rolexes are like, I don't know, swatches, and not the same price, but I mean, they're
very
everywhere.
Expensive ones.
Yeah. and then again, when I looked into this, I realized what a scarcity there is around Rolexes as well.
That's right. And so if you think of a company like Rolex, they could probably, roll out, no pun intended, as many as demand, as people wanted. You know, there's no inability to step up demand if they wanted to, supply if they wanted to meet the demand. But they know that if they don't maintain scarcity, they're not going to maintain, margin. And that's the whole thing with luxury brands is it's not a volume strategy, it's a margin strategy. And so you've got to maintain that desirability, you've got to maintain that high margin. And through that, you also create a huge secondary market. So, you know, I don't know if your friend managed to get you your
I'm not saying.
Swatch.
I'm not saying. I will not. Right. I will not say that. I'll neither confirm nor deny that.
That's right. So if you have a look at the secondary market for luxury watches, you know, the people that are well known for selling those kinds of watches, they get, another whole bite at the cherry. In terms of being able to sell them in their way to build up a database of ready and eager customers. And what these brands also do is if you go into the store and you can't get that Omega swatch and you desperately want one, they'll try and upsell you to another one, which is what happened to my business partner. He didn't buy one, but they tried to sell him the rest of the range. And then they try and capture you in the database. And so there's a whole lot of clever strategies that kick into place when you can't get that particular watch.
Absolutely amazing. That's all we have time for. But really an interesting conversation. Mike Abel, thank you for your input on this. Have you been a victim of this? Not necessarily around this watch, but any other scarcity item or scarce item that you've overpaid for? 34519 or 061-895-1019. Janine says, isn't this coveting? Yes, Janine. We covered everything, including our neighbor's wife. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.